like this song. Hey, I'm gonna start playing this one. Dirt coming to the house, he's gonna be playing.
Yeah, I played it when I went to pick up Karen from work the other day.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Let them ladies know, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Foreplay, shit.
They'll respect it.
Did you hear the song? That was foreplay right there. Who sang that?
That was Glasses Malone.
Okay. Is he a West Coast rapper?
I don't know where he's from, dog, to be honest.
That beat sound like that, some Nate Dogg.
Well, it definitely was using a sample from that.
Oh, okay.
Damn, somebody put on Baller Alert. The title of this article is, Why Should She Change For You? When she changed because of you. Like, damn, nigga, you mad? Like, is that a person you want to email this to? Seem pretty specific. It don't seem like it's no, they don't seem too general, in my opinion.
But it sounds like they mad at somebody else for something they did to their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Why is she changing for you when she changed?
See, it sounds like that they really mad. They changed I to she.
Uh-huh.
And then they
to wash it.
And they changed Jermaine to you. And then they posted that.
I get it.
Yeah.
Have you read this yet, Jermaine?
Mm-hmm.
This fits us.
You ain't fooling me, dog. How come you spent all the money from the car payment on an Xbox One? Like, hold on, that's pretty specific, ain't it?
I mean, well, it's your car payment,
that's pretty specific, ain't it?
I don't drive the car.
Shouldn't this be a private message on Facebook to somebody? I don't want to hear about this ever again.
Hey, that's what I'm going to start doing, is start just airing out grievances on Facebook.
That's smart, man.
Because I feel like the people need to know what's going on. I'm keeping it real.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying. I've been waiting on you to finally reveal your true self. Feel like you've been kind of keeping it, you know, keeping it professional on there.
Yep. I guess I need to get into some arguments with some people.
Oh, God. Start posting memes that don't make sense. That's what people were doing in our Facebook group.
But you know, nobody comes at me, though.
Because you don't post memes. You're not finding the right memes. The memes I'm seeing be like, so, are black women hoes or bitches? Agree or disagree? And then they just posted in the Facebook group like thoughts? Question mark.
See, I guess because I already know that they both, so I guess I don't need their thoughts.
Yeah.
I would like these bitches. You know what? That's isn't it. I would post something like these bitches and hoes. Think they shouldn't be making daddy a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, you could have a couple days ago. But I had to take over.
I see you moderating the group.
Yeah, I had to moderate it. Yeah, I already had been moderating
it. Well, why would you do that? That sounds like more work for you.
It is more work for me. It was this or delete the group. There's only two choices I got, really.
Well, why you couldn't just let them act the fool?
Because it was getting stupid, man. People was hitting me up behind the scenes. Like, did you see this one? You know, oh, this dude said this. I'm just like, God damn it.
All I heard was we got some snitches in the motherfucking group.
Yeah.
That's all I heard just now is we got snitches.
Shit happens, man. You gotta manage the space.
I say y'all meet in Temecula and handle that shit. Or just do the, wait till the black guy just meet up. Handle it there. Square up.
I'm trying to avoid all that.
Get a boxing ring. Square up.
So I can go to jail.
Not you. I mean, you could host it and charge and make it a,
that's a good idea.
Three round.
And we'll start with anybody that want to fight you. We'll start with that.
That's cool. I've been in the weight room.
Hey,
I've been hitting the weights.
I'm going to go in that thirst trap thread. It's a lot of dudes that's been lifting. So, I mean, we can start with them.
I'm cool with that.
Like you and Craig live in Charlotte. Live in Charlotte.
Hey, cause I will say this.
Craig live in Charlotte.
Hold on. Let me finish. I will say this. Wow. It is completely despicable to punch a dude in the nuts while playing basketball. In a fight, I will do whatever it takes to win that fight.
Oh,
So Craig will too.
You saw Rick when he bit that dude in the throat.
Yeah. On the Walking Dead. Craig probably do the same thing.
That's me.
Craig probably do the same thing.
He don't.
I don't
People
know.
People like he look. He want to wrestle. He want to use all his strength okay. to wrestle. All
right. Ken, what were you saying before Jay Ruby cut you off?
Karen's a woman. You gonna ask Karen her opinion, really?
Yep.
Over me, absolutely, a male?
Absolutely.
There's hierarchy to this privilege shit.
Absolutely, every day I will.
I'm invoking my privilege as a black man over a black woman.
Let me promote.
Will stay low.
I'm promote the mic privilege. Karen, what were you saying?
I'm gonna go to your mic. You out the group.
You out the group.
Niggas really be getting kicked out of the group. Like, yo, it's crazy. They get kicked out of the group because they be like, you know, so I can't say that black women is fat, nasty hoes. And it's like,
no.
Yeah, you get kicked out. See, this a dictatorship. That's the problem.
Right.
I thought it was a democracy.
Why would they say that?
I was saying that Justin over there with Drake lifting them weights, chin his baby on.
Mm-hmm.
Is Drake in the weight room too? That's
yeah, he done got in the weight room.
Yeah, he done got thick out there chin for Serena. I see you.
Hey. They is thick, so you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right. You gotta do what you got. I told you, man.
He done grew a beard. He done got thick.
You start dating Serena, she gotta give you like a 6-month waiting list. So you can give you like a trainer and a weight program. The
probation period, you gotta get on that muscle milk.
She like, now hold on now, Drake. I know you wanna get up in this right away, but you're not at this level yet. So I'm gonna say you need to do some more squats and get in there and do some lunges. Cause we're gonna go all night.
Don't take the steroids though, cause.
Yeah, it's not gonna help.
She gonna need for certain areas to perform.
Right. You gotta go all natural.
Think this is what happened to Common? Common just couldn't make that transition. No, Common was with, no, he was.
Yeah, he was with her.
How did Common pull Erykah Badu and Serena?
Yeah.
He had two of the best in the game.
Yeah, he was holding it down, man. For a while.
Oh yeah, PS can't pick.
I had Gronk going in the league last night.
He hit like how many touchdowns did Gronk get?
No, just three. just three. It was a short work for him, you know.
Now, did you pick the Patriots to win in the PS can't pick them?
I can't imagine that I wouldn't have just because of all the circumstances. Lining up for them to win at home, fucking angry about Deflategate, you know, Tom Brady out there having to play for his freedom and shit. I mean, it made sense.
I'll never pick for him.
So you gonna go 0-0 whatever the hell. Like if they go 11-5 this year, you gonna go 5-11 picking against them.
Yep. You remember just like with Washington when I had to root for him all last season.
It's your picks, man. If you wanna whatever you wanna do to handicap yourself and losing in this. Thing is fine to me. I'm not. The prize is the prize. Think I won't win my own prize? Shit, it's free money. Oh shit, I didn't look up nothing about Kobe. But yeah, Cam, we have to approve all the stuff now.
With the memes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only thing?
Not the memes. All the posts. So, you know.
Oh, that's right, because when you do it,
it don't have just a memes option. You got to be all the posts. I'm not even saying all the memes are bad, because some of them aren't. You know, right. There's a lot of them that were fine, but because people can't tell the difference, we're going to have to go in there and look at them, because some of them are, you know, really inflammatory, and then some of them are just like, you know, did Drake make Serena lose? You know, like, I don't care about that, but the joints that are like, black people buy Nikes, but they won't feed their kids. You know,
that
shouldn't even be in
the, for the group.
I like those.
Nah, man. Fuck that.
Private,
keep it on your page then.
Right.
Go find, like, just cause you got a shitty cousin that posts shitty stuff doesn't mean everybody else wants to share in the shittiness. That's why we not his friend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even understand that cause there's so many groups so you can get that itch scratched if that's what you want to do. And it's inevitable that in a group of 1,100 people, not everybody agrees with you that that's crazy.
Right.
So now I gotta watch a whole fucking argument devolve into people calling each other's names and shit.
Right.
And then you wanna come get me like, hey man, all I did was post this, and then he said this. It's like, well shit man, what you thought was gonna happen?
You blaming the victim.
No, I'm not, man. I'm the victim. I'm the one that gotta do all the work.
I would be honest, and I know only the responsible people are gonna hit us, so they probably gonna disagree, but I want to just shut the group down. Fuck all this extra work.
I don't want to shut the group down. It's just one of those things to where I'm going to tell you my personal opinion. I think a lot of people enjoy the page, but I think a lot of people are bored at work. Truth be told. So they just put shit in there just so they can waste time at work all day. 4, 5, 6, 700 posts. But you know what? Other people watch that and they're like, I don't give a fuck about none of this, and it's stupid. It's just dumb.
Yeah. That's just so they got arguments and shit. I'll pass on.
You definitely are better than I am. I said this multiple times. I don't have the patience for that. I'd have just deleted the group. Like, fuck it, this is extra work, and I'm not doing it. I didn't create something fun.
I came real close, man, and I know everybody has their own opinions and shit, but, you know, it's just as things were like, even the people that mean well, then they come by, and all of a sudden they're like, man, it's, you know, it's a shame that it had to come to this.
Right.
Or, you know, oh, what about my memes, though? My memes is good. It's like, so you don't see the overall point, though? Because it's just chaos. So that you can post your shit, everybody else got to be annoyed with 7 other niggas posting shit. And then y'all get mad when it happens. But y'all, my opinion is y'all like getting mad. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, y'all like fighting these niggas more than y'all like having a peaceful community. And it's too much shit for me to, I'm running it. You know what I mean? Like, people's like, well, who was the person that made it happen? Yo, it's been happening for over fucking, like, for a month now.
I do know this, though. You have a lot of assertive people in the group. So you see a lot of the same people commenting on all the posts.
Mm-hmm.
And those same people are dominating the thread.
Of course.
Because you got assertive people, and that can, what I've noticed, is that'll lend to other people that's not as assertive. They just won't comment at all.
Yeah, but that's gonna happen, but like a lot of people, what they do is almost like they're trying to be nice.
Right.
Where they don't, like, the reason they can't be in charge of shit is cause they're too nice. You know
right.
what I mean? Where it's like, it's sad that anybody will have to be deleted, or whenever you kick somebody out and they're like, and there's always that one person like, I really thought he was getting it. And you're like, okay, well then in my private messages when he said all black women are stupid and feminism is
right,
designed by the Jewish community to ruin the black community.
Because you don't want to deal with the confrontation.
Yeah, you're just scared of confrontation. I'm not. I don't get off on confrontation, but I'm also not scared of it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm quick to be like, well, this motherfucker can go there. And yeah, here go that picture of Drake, Jay.
Oh, he's trying to look like me and shit.
Try your swole, right?
Trying to get buff.
So now
hit,
I got to
hit
approve.
The waist a little more, little guy. Just hit a little more.
Yeah, so now I got to approve all these shits.
Damn, that sounds like work.
No, it is more work, but Karen can also do it.
Right, so I
people are like, you know, you can get a moderator, but I already know how that's gonna work because they gonna turn on the moderator motherfucker too on some like,
right.
This nigga think he better than us. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
so we'll
why the Leonard brothers get to decide so he can post blankety blank and then I can't do. So, you know, hopefully if we.
Who are you to decide?
Hopefully we don't have to deal with that shit. Not to mention, not everybody, I'm not gonna see eye to eye with everybody on what should be in there. And people got friends and shit like that. Like, it's just not worth it.
Wait, why are people, I'm looking at it now. It says, as of right now, you gotta approve caring of yourself until people learn how to be adults. There's people liking it. I don't like that. There's more work for y'all. I was like, I don't like it.
They like it because they in there and they've seen the shit that I'm talking about. Like, you don't really be in there like that.
Yeah, right. Cause
like, if you saw enough of it, you'll be like, oh, this is fucking up the group. I'm glad
right.
they did something.
Right.
And that's what the like means to me.
Right. And it's also one of those things to where, you know, you get those automatic posts. So, you know, I've never turned mine off because I like to see, you know, the posts. Even though I don't keep a track of it, I like to see the shit posted in there. And when you see the 88th post of the day of which one you need to pick, or the 210th post of the day of if one of these niggas got to go, and you're like, word, we gonna do this all fucking day, y'all. Come on.
Like, that was Bill Cosby memes for the first, like, 2 weeks, and it was just, there were no jokes to the memes. It was all just basically the joke was Bill Cosby raped a lot of people.
Right. And
it's like, is that what you think our show is? That we just sit around going, hey guys, Bill Cosby raped a lot of women. Isn't it funny, right? That so many people got raped. That's hilarious. Right. Oh my God.
And the thing is, a lot of people come to the group to have a good time and they don't want to be flooded and bombarded with that stuff.
Yeah. So
it's probably the reason why I still watch Bad Girls Club and you don't.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think I just, not really, cause I still watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I'm not too mature for ratchetness, man.
Did you see it Monday? Oh, yeah. It was so good.
Ray J
said,
back.
Ray J said, hey, maybe I'll get rid, it's gone.
I figured out Ray J's superpower, dog. I figured it out. Ray J's superpower is he tells you how he ain't shit in the same voice and tone that he tells you anything. So you, it's like it goes over your head. Like that part where he was like, you know what? I'm gonna get rid of the apartment. You right. I don't need to be having no strippers and stuff up in there. And so then when he got busted in the same voice, he was like, of course I'm gonna have strippers in here. It's my apartment, and I'm about to close. Like, it was the same tone.
Ray J so good, man.
He amazing. Like, he is amazing, dude. No,
he say, don't leave me. Don't do this to me.
He don't even say, like, that's
what,
the thing,
what
though.
What you doing to me? What am I doing to you?
He wasn't even really begging her to stay.
It was the same tone.
Like, so you just gonna leave? Like, damn, I fucked up. Like, let me recognize that I fucked up. Like, his I fucked up is the same tone as that. He was like, yeah, can I order 17 strippers tonight? In my apartment? I appreciate you.
Hey, when she crashed the party, he was like, hey, hold up now. Hold up. Y'all cut that out.
Dog, he didn't even tell old girl that she talked shit about her to stop. Old girl's like, with your crusty ass toes or whatever she said. And he was just like, oh, and he just stepped out the way. Oh, man. I'm like, damn, he good.
Yo, why the fuck is Rich out here talking about, I just want to be in love?
Listen, Rich Dollars to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood might be the trade of the year. That might be the trade. Like, Mona Scott gonna win GM of the year. Right? Like, that trade just saved their season. Cause he was really floundering. I didn't even like the Love and Hip Hop New York cause it was so boring to me.
I've never liked it. Even with Jim Jones.
Oh no, that's the boringest shit ever.
And all the niggas are the same.
Right, very generic.
Oh, of course I'm cheating on you. I'm cheating too. I'm cheating. Like, it's all the same storyline cause, you know, unfortunately, like, New York niggas really have a hard time looking bad. Like, they don't wanna, none of them dudes could have got cheated on. But that's the shit that makes Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Hollywood good is that, like, sometimes it be the woman that ain't shit.
Yep, right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's dope to me when it be like how, Lil Fizz girl ain't shit.
Yep.
She cheated on him.
He out there big.
That was good.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You need to switch up the pace,
and,
man.
And you know what? The thing about the other ones, them dudes ain't got no shame. They ain't trying to be cool. They be like, yes, I'm a fuck nigga and I'm gonna live this life. They ain't trying to be cool.
Yeah, they too worried about like what Twitter gonna tweet about.
Right.
Them. Like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and more importantly Hollywood, they both be like, yeah, I'm gonna look like a bitch today, but it's cool.
Yeah, y'all
it's good
get
TV.
Over it. Right.
It's good TV. You
right.
Know what I mean?
When New York's like, I'm trying to be cool. Y'all niggas ain't gonna be tweeting no memes about me.
Man, but look though.
You know what
the stripper party was off the hook, and Princess's ass on that yacht was ridiculous. in that bikini?
Hey,
did you see the gratuitous ass shots for no reason? It's like they filmed the whole thing from her ass, man.
Hey, they got the best, you know, they went and got the TMZ cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Not TMZ Hollywood. Cameraman.
Ray be pretending to understand. Yeah, I understand. You know, it's time for me to grow up. You know, I shouldn't have did you like that. Like, nigga. I can't believe Princess cried in front of Tiara Marie, man. Mistake?
Yep.
Mistake. You don't cry in front of that crazy motherfucker.
Did you not
it
watch
will
last
come
season?
Back.
Did you not watch last season?
She don't like you. Like, she, and like, Tiara gave her the momentary, like, oh, boo. But you notice Tiara never cried herself?
Hey.
Her eyes is dry as fuck.
You know why? I didn't realize it till maybe last week.
Yeah.
No, actually it was Tuesday this week. I really lack empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm starting to notice it in other people.
Yeah.
And that's what her problem is. She had no empathy for shit.
Nah, it was, but her, to me, it was like she was just thinking in her mind, gotcha, bitch.
You're right.
Gotcha. I can't wait to use this later. Cause this is gonna come up in an argument later in the season. She's gonna be like, well, you was crying in front of my face. Cause JJ gonna be right there. She'll be like, cause you said that he didn't do anything for you. Now what? You know what I'm saying? Ray J gonna be like, really? You told her? You said that it was between me and you. it's gonna be so good.
You said you didn't want to suck his dick no more.
Yeah. You said he don't take care of you like he's supposed to. And I told you to leave his ass. Like, she gonna pull that move. I told you then. Also, Princess really said Ray J lied about her being violent. And then went and got violent by the end of the show, though.
Of course, it went right to the violence.
She went right to violence.
Ray J said, I came over here to clean out the apartment. They was already in here dancing.
Yeah.
Who told you I was here? Why are you just showing
why
up?
Why are you here, dog? Yo, he hit her with the, like, he might as well have just been like, look, all I did was call 17 strippers. I don't even know.
What the problem is?
I just can't. Of course I'm going to have a party before I leave. Like, he said it as if he hadn't told her earlier that he wasn't going to do that no more. He literally said, I will not have stripper parties anymore. And then he was like, when she brought it up, he was like, of course I'm having stripper parties. Like, are you stupid? It's your fault. This is on you for trusting me, stupid.
Yeah, why don't he just get a new place? Like, yeah. It's easy to him year after year just get a new lead.
Dog, would you even be shocked if he didn't? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if next week we come back and they breaking up, but the season finale, he like, oh, I've been had this other apartment that I've been having stripper parties at. I would be like, that's par for the course.
Oh, that sounds about right.
You know, ironically, that's not even a rich dude like Ray J type thing. My uncle had an apartment for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Regular news.
He had a secret apartment for years. Like, when I was younger, that used to be my spot when I would take chicks out of town. I had a key. He let me have a key.
Dog, did you see the two gay niggas that they was trying to act like wasn't gay, though?
Yes.
Everybody knew. Like, soon as the first one came on screen, I knew he was gay because he kept using them non- like it, all his terms.
Non-pronouns. Yeah, no pronouns.
They was non-gender. Like, it was no gender to it. Like, it's like, it's hard. Like, if you think about it in general, it is very hard to talk about your wife without talking about gender in any pronoun. You know, if I was just like, so how yo, cause like, she even did it. She was like, how's your bae? And then he was just like, well, you know, bae is doing good. And you know, me and my lover are definitely gonna go spend some time together. You know, I just really want to be with this person. And I was like, that's not how anyone talks. You, him, her, she, their name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like he could at least have a nickname or something so he could be like.
Like Candy. You would think it's Candy.
Yeah.
What
you know, I call my bae Chocolate. And then you like, oh, okay. So maybe it ain't a dude. Man, them niggas, it was so, and then the other
chocolate chip.
Right. Then the other chick that had a alleged like former relationship with the producer dude that was also gay. Man, it was so see through. He was just like, she was like, I just think we should really get back together. And then they did that horrible whack ass rap. And he was just like, well, you know, I'm talking to someone right now. And this person is very important to me. And I believe that our relationship needs some space and time to really see where it's going to be. So I'm gonna talk to them today. I was like, no, that's not how you would say that. Anyway. Also, they plotlined the stupid. Them niggas, they were laying in the bed with no shirts on kissing and then they with cameras and then was like, I'm just scared if I come out, my career is gonna be over.
But we see you.
Like, nigga, you on TV now. It's right now. Like, you can't look to your left and see your big ass cameraman with a big camera in your face.
In the spotlight.
It's over. It's over for y'all. The rumor is done. So you can go ahead and just be like, well, obviously, I'm gay. And, like, that's how the confessional should have been. The first confessional when they kissed should have been, well, hey, I'm gay and I'm the gay rapper.
But
so,
she don't know it.
But yeah, but she didn't know. Okay. Right.
But she didn't know. Then I would have been like, oh, okay, cool.
Yo, and on some real shit, I thought she was something too. Like when they, cause like when they first showed her, I was like, oh, so we're trans? Actually gonna have trans people on the show. That's cool. Like yeah. That's kind of forward thinking of Mona. I'm surprised. Then she was just like, yeah, he used to be my boyfriend. And you know, he's, you know, when I was dating him, I was like, oh, she's a woman. Oh, she's a woman. Like yeah, from way back. My bad.
That was the thing. She said they had been together since like middle school or something. And I was like, so you didn't know?
You, nothing. You don't know now? You don't know now, especially? Like, I can see back then maybe you didn't know, but y'all grown.
Yeah, like, after high school, even during high school, you didn't notice?
And you still pining over this nigga? Y'all, and it's not like they 20, they old.
Yep.
like, you gotta move on, girl. You can't even rap. Her rap was terrible. Oh my God. It was one more thing, too, that happened that show that I was like, this shit is crazy. Let's see. You had Tierra Marie.
Did we talk about Fizz?
Oh, I know what it was. The preview for the season. Nigga. That's the most epic preview I've ever seen in my life. Lil Fizz had them powerful light-skinned tears.
Yep.
When he was talking to Moniece, he's like, I just want you to take care of your child. I was like, I love that storyline because it's the opposite of every other storyline that have a baby mama.
It seems so real. Like, this is genuine. He's struggling to take care of the child by himself, and he wants some help.
Oh, and his girl with rich dollars. You can't be a good parent and be with rich dollars in no way, shape, or form.
With a dude named Dollars with a Z, come on.
Yeah. Like, that's what your girl is with rich dollars on national TV, man. It's better than not having her in the baby life.
When is Rich going to produce an album or something?
I don't know.
How is him and Stevie J
always, right?
But never, they don't have no songs.
And then they girl.
She can't have no kids, man. Like, that's what that sound like.
And then they girl songs be whack.
Yup.
So it's not even like you can be like, oh yeah, they album not out yet, but you know, they working with their girl. So maybe they didn't put anything out with Omarion. But did you hear that shit that hot fire the princes of
Puerto Rican princess.
But that's,
you know, my problem with her is I don't know why she hasn't blown up. Cause, and then I was like, when you look at people like J-Lo or any of these other artists, and then I was like, oh, that's right. Cause she's trying to target the wrong audience.
Yeah.
She needs to get in her, she the Puerto Rican princess. Get your Puerto Rican audience on your back first and then try to move over to the black community. Nah, you don't even claim black. You claim in Puerto Rican.
She really just found her niche with the gay shit, though. I think she's going to be fine now.
that's the move.
Yeah, the gay shit was the move for her. Because, like, people, like, I don't know what took her so long to get it. Because, like, remember when it first started and people was accusing her of being a former man and all this negative shit that they were trying to say about her. And she ended up going way out of her way, taking pictures and putting them on
her own movie.
Yeah, like, you didn't even need to do that. Like, she should have played it low-key and let people keep thinking that shit. And then she could have cornered the LGBT, like, Q market with the whole, like, look how people bully us online.
Yep.
Like Lady Gaga did. But just don't never say, of course I'm a woman. Just don't say it.
It wasn't her. It was Stevie J insecurity.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was, because then it ultimately looks back to him, and he like, fucking... Yeah. You know,
he don't want nobody to think he look gay that he's into transsexuals. Yep. So he should have.
But you know, he couldn't do it then too, because they had the other girl on the show that was kept calling Nico gay and K Michelle.
Yeah.
So he couldn't do it then, because you know, K Michelle quick to throw out a homophobic slur in a minute, boy.
Man, what? She be like, Rashida, you know, Rashida and Kurt got a lesbian relationship. You like, damn. You are so not progressive.
But she get away with it too, dog.
I don't know how, man. She got that shit talking, like, defense, man, where you can't get through it. It's like a shield of shit talking. It's like, well, she do be talking some good shit, though. That's how it be, because she be saying some fucked up shit, but then you be kind of like, it was funny, though. She called Jocelyn a man. That was good when she said it. She called Kurt gay like 12 times.
She called all of them gay, man.
But then when Jocelyn called Nico gay, everybody in the audience was like, oh, ooh, that's too mean. I don't like that. And then Margo spoke, listen, we should not be doing that on TV. Okay. A lot of people look up to us as role models. And when we misgender someone, we hurt everyone. I was like, get the hell off this stage.
Hey, my biggest point with Jocelyn too is on the reunion. Mm. Why she out Mimi with the threesomes?
That was whack. They clearly were in on that. And I like how they tried to act like any of them were gonna be ashamed.
Yep.
One of them has a sex tape. The other one put a tape out on purpose to avoid. Like, and then then the other dude is Stevie J, who probably was like, yeah, look at me.
Yep.
Fucking two women. It's like two women we already knew you fucked. No. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, why talk about it? Cause like you said, they got kids and shit that's got to answer to this.
Mona, that's the only reason. Anytime some crazy shit happen like that don't make sense, I'm just like, oh, so Mona told y'all that, y'all need a new angle going into season 3. Cause you know, they about to get their own show, right?
Right, which I couldn't figure out why they kept asking Jocelyn her opinion on everybody else shit until they showed the commercial for them having their own show. Then I was like, oh, okay, that's why.
At one, as if Jocelyn has her shit together.
Right.
Like her opinion is the one, like, well, you know, if Jocelyn said that you need to get right with Jesus, that's Jocelyn. Like, Aunt Deb, the only one they should be asking questions. She be knowing everything.
Everything.
Yep. Let me tell you what your problem is.
Hey, now let me ask you this though. How would you handle that if the roles was reversed and that was Karen and Karen was talking about, and I seen Justin at the wedding trying to holler at Carly Red when she was talking about Young Jock.
He told her to mind her business?
Yeah.
Is that the part?
And Stevie was trying to get her to be quiet, like, hey, let me go.
Yeah,
because
he was like,
go.
You talking too much. He was coming up my mouth and shit.
And Jocelyn, she was like, no, I seen him over there with Carly Red.
I'm not scared of anyone.
DJ was like, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm not scared of anyone on stage except Jocelyn and Aunt Deb. But if it was me, because it was Stevie J's wife saying it.
Right.
I would do what Stevie J did. I would try to be on some like, come on now, don't do this. Then she just keep going. You just like, all right then. Nah, I thought you was talking about when, I think it was, Scrappy told Aunt Deb to mind her business.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When I was like, woo, the balls on this nigga! He about to get knocked up. But you know what? Deb was so, like, she seemed fierce, but she really like, on the low, she like a grandmama, man, like she, actually does have respect and treat it seriously. So like when he said that, she really didn't get mad. She was kind of like, you know what? If that's how y'all want to run y'all life, it ain't my kid.
Yep.
All I can do is tell you the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
But young man, you fucking up.
Yeah. She was like, I don't need the last word, but that's my dog. Yep. But she made, what's her name?
I know you're talking about the one that used to be on Puff Daddy Group.
Yeah, they swear she gay, swear she go by both ways.
But
they still ain't had a threesome.
What a sex scene.
Can't get a threesome. I ain't seen no kissing on nobody, nothing. Swear she different. Kalina.
Yeah.
Yo, Kalina was so mad. She tried every tactic to break Dev down. She was like, well, you was kind of disrespecting me. No, I wasn't. Well, you know, I had postpartum depression, and we all lose babies, honey. Well, I mean, it just wasn't right how you did me. I mean, we was both. It's like we was both wrong. No, you was just wrong.
Right, because you came on her sideways.
Then she finally broke down. She's like, well, can I just have a hug? She's like, come here, girl. Now go sit down with your wrong ass.
Right.
damn, she the best.
Yeah, I love
you. She need
you,
her own show.
Right, I love you, but bitch, you was wrong.
Yes. Deb fixed my life. That's who we
yes.
do. Fixing
lives
out here.
That's what fucking y'all. If Deb would just come into people's lives, you know you shouldn't have been messing with Chris Brown. You crazy.
She'd ask the hard-hitting questions.
Deb would have been like, you stupid bitch. Stop sucking dick.
Yeah.
But no, they would be like, if you start sucking dick and swallowing the kids,
no,
you wouldn't be having the kids.
Nah, you know who would have said that? Mama D. Mama D would have said that.
No.
Every problem with Mama D is some pimpnology.
No, they need both of them on the same show.
No. Yeah.
One session with Mama D and one session with Deb. Who do you agree with?
Mama D be like, have you tried sucking dicks? That's what I did with my son Scrappy when he was 13. Had some woman suck his dick. Like,
text
why in. Are you admitting this? Like, it's good.
Text in right now on who you agree with, and whoever gets the most votes, that's who the client is gonna, that's the advice the client gonna follow.
I'm pretty sure Mama D admitted to a crime. I'm pretty sure that's a crime, man. You cannot hire a prostitute to fuck a little kid, man. Even if it's your son. That should not be legal, man. Oh.
Statute of limitations.
Canuck Dude said D and Dev. Nah, it's gotta be Dev and D, dog. Dev and D. That joint, I'll watch that, man.
Dev and D's nuts.
Cameo by what was our dude that quit? Dr. Jeff? Cameo by Dr. Jeff? Had like Dr. Jeff do some counseling for each person.
Hey man, they'll be in there whooping his ass. He's like the Bill Cunningham of therapists.
Yo,
I don't know if you watch Bill.
Yeah,
Cunningham,
I know Bill. Yeah, that's that dude's always lose control of the show.
He never had control, man.
He be so scared.
He be trying to. He'll randomly jump up. Hey, this is my show. My show. Y'all go stop it. They be like, "Ooh, little dude."
Hey, he be like, "That's like the dude that get mad after everybody at the basketball court get grabbed." You know, everybody holding each other back. Then they be like, "Now, damn it, we are gonna have a basketball game." You like, well, it's already over. Shut up. You making it worse. You actually bringing it back up now. That's how he be. But yeah, Dr. Jeff, man, see, I don't think Dr. Jeff was like not able to control shit. I just think he was above it. He was just like, I'm actually a professional doctor, y'all.
Right.
Like, I don't
have a fake degree.
Like, I don't get paid enough to care about your obvious problems. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not to mention he couldn't even, like, they was talking around real issues like, well, could it be the cocaine use? Whoa, we gotta cut that out, Jeff. Yeah, we can't be saying that we know they own drugs, so. Can you just say something else? Okay, sure. Jocelyn, tell Stevie how you feel about his relationship with Mimi. This motherfucker. Okay, all right. She's already throwing shit on me. All right, guys. You guys can get the fuck out of my office.
Where did she get the bag of shit from?
Yeah.
She hiding it.
Do y'all not have security? What are all these guys with big shirts on? I get paid way too fucking much for this. Actually, I have a 330.
Right, y'all need to get out of here.
If you guys could get this physical fight out of my lobby, and I can have my 3:30 session right with my actual clients who pay.
Take it down the street.
Nola Scott probably didn't pay him. Yeah, this'll help you get your profile off of your business.
Yeah, she probably paid him a fucking group rate.
Yeah, nobody's coming to my business except thugs now, and they don't want to pay. So
right, no thank you. Yeah. All y'all got to go. I got to take the time to build my clientele back up. Cause my clients is wondering why am I on your show?
Thugs in my lobby trying to pay me in Jordans. That's not gonna work for me.
No, that's not. I do not take McDonald's as payment.
I'm gonna have to go to the OWN network. It's not what I wanted for my career.
Dr. Jeff, good man.
Never saw my life like this.
He was the best thing about season one. They bring them niggas in. Like, would he be good if he was doing Scrappy and Erica's counseling right now?
Yeah.
They need it.
Hey man,
that shit got real.
I hate Erica, man.
Nah, I like Erica.
I don't.
I love Erica. She keep it real. She was like, "Bitch, pay me my child support." Yeah, you love him. Pay me my goddamn child support. No. We ain't gonna talk till I get my motherfucking child support, bitch.
She just wanted because she keeps spending them on her checks too quick.
It don't matter what she spend her money on. You fuck Ben. We made a baby. Bitch, pay the child support.
Hey, baby.
I like how that nigga really thinks. He tried to pull I'm the one that got you on TV. Nigga, that has zilch to do with you take care of your kids.
Yep, that's what, does she got a job? You still gotta contribute.
Like, when did that start mattering to child support where it's like, hey man, I gave you, so is that the thing now? You just gave me a reference for a job, so I could work hard, earn money, and then be like, well, I guess I don't have to pay. You don't have to pay child support no more.
But that's not why I'm like.
I love her because she's like, "Fuck you and your bitch, y'all. You shit. Your money pay for this child support too. I don't care how I get it."
The only reason Bambi is even getting any slack is because she won't shut the fuck up. It's really not her problem.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like Bambi's extent. The extent to which Bambi should have been involved was that first conversation she had with Lil Daryl, when she told him, "Look, you need to be taking care of your kid before you try to do anything with me."
Got a little Daryl.
That's what's in the call ID. Erica got that bitter ass call ID, that little Daryl. That shit was the highlight of the season.
Hey man, But I don't like her because she tried to split up Rashida and Kurt relationship on some single people.
Yeah,
shit.
Because
she better.
That's because she's hurt.
And I was like,
but in all fairness,
really falling for this.
In all fairness, it wasn't her idea.
Right. That was Rashida.
That was her road dog. That's like right. If you call me up tomorrow and be like, I think Kurt cheating on me. Would you ride down here with me to the YMCA just to see if she out here with this other nigga? I might roll with you just to keep you from doing something stupid. Well, I'm like, I got your back. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? It felt like that.
Because
remember,
there.
This is really important. When Kurt came to that door. No, before Kurt came to the door.
I thought it was a dude in that room.
What other girl?
With Kurt.
Me too, nigga. welcome to D-Lo. Hey, but look, when old girl came to the door and said she was gay, Erica went back to the car. Like, she wasn't even there to be on some like,
right.
No, girl, he's still lying to you.
Right.
You need to, like, her
she
whole thing was
missing.
Like, well, I'm ready to go then.
I was here for you.
Like, I'm glad it worked out that it wasn't what you thought it was. So we can go back home then, right?
But all before that, though, even before the trip, she was just all in Rashida ill. Like, is Kurt still doing this? I don't know why you putting up with that. I don't know why you ain't left him yet.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm like, that's not a boyfriend. That's a husband. Like, that's a different level of relationship status that you work through.
It's just being a good friend, man. It's really Rashida fault for involving her friends.
Right.
What are your friends supposed to do? Like, you putting your friend in an awkward... So I'm supposed to show up and be like, yeah, he probably not cheating, so why you calling me over here anyway? Because that's really not helping. Now I make you seem like you crazy.
Not that, but you can show up and just listen. You don't got to put your in judgment.
That would be some boring-ass TV, though.
But we talking about her as a genuine friend, not TV-related-wise. That's what made me not like her. Like, if you was to talk with me about Karen like that, I would just sit and listen. I wouldn't put none of my effort.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, not me.
No.
If Turk fucking up, I got your back. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not putting none of my input on that. I'm just going to listen and be there for you in that way.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
But I'm like, Ryan, all your ratings going to go down. That does not make good television.
Yeah, if you call me up and say, I think
that's Turk real life.
Doing some fuck shit, I'm going to be like, so what do you think it is? And if it's fuck shit, I'm going to be like, it is fuck shit. Like, because I hate, that's one of my pet peeves. When I'm talking to you about something and you pull the, like, I'm just here move. Well, I'm like, so you saying, am I crazy? Am I not crazy? Hey man, I just want you to know I understand your problems. Like, what the fuck that mean, nigga? I'm saying these are the things like when you talk to somebody about work and you be like, yo, I think they being racist. Well, what are the things they doing? Well, they did this, and this the other day. They put a watermelon in the break room and wrote my name on it. That's interesting. No, nigga, tell me, is it fuck shit or not?
That's different. If you make up with your job, we'll come back and have a conversation. Be like, you know, they actually
were
being racist.
Didn't, well, hold up now. She never said leave him. She never said it.
No, she was telling Rashida to leave.
No, she did. She said if that shit was true, if he's cheating on you, it's always contingent on if the shit is true. If it's not true, I'm going right back to the truck, getting in the passenger seat and waiting for y'all to finish fucking. So we could go home. That's fine.
In the beginning, I'm telling you, all the other episodes, she was like, I don't know why you still with him.
Yes, Kurt's she's still, right though.
Kurt's still acting up.
Dog, we've got 4 seasons of why she shouldn't be with him. Are you sitting around thinking that they need to work it out? Cause I was damn sure like, if the nigga cheating and he fucking Ashley Nicole, they got to break up. It was gonna really be too much. Like, they wrote it so that the perfect scenario worked out where they could stay together, do it just how you know it's a TV show.
I'm still just shocked nobody else was in the room with Kurt. And by nobody, I mean
nigga,
dude. And I'm
really
shocked another dude didn't knock on the door while Rashida was happening to be there.
Or like a dude down the hallway that turned and went the other way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit. What was that?
Because yeah. I feel like K-Michelle been right about everything else.
Yeah.
She got to be right about this, right? Like, she was really right about,
She do be right. She be right about Nico.
She was right about Nico.
Yeah.
She said Nico was gay. I don't know if that's true or not.
Nah, she put,
I think that's her go-to insult.
But she put the facts to it, though.
I know, but that's her go-to insult, too.
And when Stevie J like, brought up in the reunion, he was like, why you a grown man with a roommate? I mean, and Nico was like, well, if that, we don't know that that's true. What you mean? You can confirm it right now.
Yeah,
is it true or not?
The correct answer is no. That's true. The correct answer is no. It is, yeah. Like, I don't even understand how anybody ever gets caught up on, hey man, you gay and you fucking so and so. No, I'm not. Oh, okay. I mean, they ain't gonna believe you either way, but when you start parsing it on some like, listen, we can't confirm that I'm fucking this dude or not fucking this dude. Like, yeah, that's not gonna work.
Here we go with the foot. Now I think you're lying.
Yeah, now you're gonna put yourself in a bad position.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, no, Kate Michelle right at this point.
Yeah.
And she was right about Jocelyn. So why can't I have to believe she's right about Kurt?
Yeah.
I have to believe that. And she's been right all along about Rashida and her bubblegum rap. She's been saying this since day one.
I mean, his shit named D-Lo Productions.
Right, what a name.
I mean, come on, man. I'm not saying he's gay, but they definitely want us to think he is.
And let's be honest, he went to a cabin for a boys' weekend. The women showed up, and he was disappointed with the weekend.
Yeah, it went downhill for him.
He was disappointed. Had the opportunity to fuck the Bambi.
Yeah, didn't do it.
And didn't. Had the opportunity.
Yep.
And not on some, because I want to be loyal to my wife, but just because he wasn't interested.
That's how you know.
Two different things, you know what I mean?
That's how you know Scrappy ain't going to marry Bambi. He don't care. He's supposed to care about that. He's supposed to at least be like, that's fucked up, you was fucking with Kirk. He just don't care. He's like, whatever. You was just trying to get on the show, like I did my baby mama.
And Bambi was cheating on him this season with doing videos. Yeah,
the secret video where she was rubbing on that nigga.
I didn't think you would support me.
Yeah, is it me, man? But I don't think Bambi all that.
Mm-mm.
Like, man, am I tripping? I mean, because it could just be a me thing, man. But mm-mm. Like, I don't have the thing like where I'm like, man, that's bad motherfucker. Like Bambi looks like a regular chick, but she taller.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I ain't see it. Mm-mm. In the video, she looked good, though. You know, in the makeup with her titties out and shit.
It's the things about her that don't attract me that make me dislike her. Like, I do. She got a nice shape. I give her that.
Yeah.
But it's the.
I don't think she's ugly or anything. It's just.
She's not bad. Yeah, she's not that
right.
Shit.
Yeah. Which is fine, you know, because a lot of those women had a lot of work done. To be that, but I like Rashida more than most of the women on the show that's even had work done. Cause she probably like 50 and fucking still in shape. Now, no work.
I think Scrappy Baby Mama probably body Erica, wise.
Yeah,
you
know, Erica a beast. But how she
but
came.
Her face.
You think her shit real, Erica?
I think so. I think
her ass real?
I don't think she's ever had the money to be able to afford.
You think it's real too, Karen?
I do, yeah.
All right, yeah, Erica in my top three on the show.
Yeah, cause I'm like Justin, I don't think she into that.
I knew that show was some bullshit though, cause like when Mimi and Jocelyn got into it this year, mm-hmm. and Jocelyn got mad and called her and said she ain't have no ass.
She don't have no ass.
But does she not have no ass, Justin, or does she not have no fake ass?
She don't got no.
Like
ass.
as a human being, as a 42 year old woman that's had a child. If I saw her walking in the mall, I don't think my first thought would be that look at that woman who has zero ass. Cause I don't feel like she got zero ass. It's just everyone's ass on there is a basketball and she don't have the fake basketball ass.
I'm not even comparing it to the other people's ass. She's just
zero ass.
Yeah. And don't get me
maybe
wrong.
Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know.
Some women are all chest. It
but
happens.
It's, but see, I feel like that's,
so Mimi,
like
just
have
all,
you, saw the,
just
you saw tested. The, you saw the sex tape?
Oh,
with Mimi?
Yeah, she just chesty.
Yeah, she is chesty. I agree. Like, but I'm saying, I've seen zero ass.
I mean, okay.
I've seen
not,
a
not
flat
Taylor
booty.
Swift. Yeah, she's not Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but ass-less. It was like, the insult that she got thrown her way was on some like, with your Taylor Swift ass. It looked like, I was like, not like I remember going along with it. Like, at the time, I was like, yeah, with your little ass, get your little ass out of here. Now, thinking about it later, I was like, wait, she's just 42 with a natural, like, ass. Like,
she
she's never had.
She don't have Beyonce ass yet either, though. Beyonce not.
But we
overly
acted.
Thick.
Okay, but we also acted like niggas don't be like, look at that ass when we see Beyonce. Like, I'm saying, that's even a gold standard, even though that's not a huge ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, even that is us being like, yeah, obviously she got ass. Like, her joint was just like,
she got Rihanna,
regular.
She got Rihanna shaped ass.
Yeah, it was just and, regular. Right. Which, nothing. I'm saying, as human beings, there's nothing wrong with her having a regular ass, except in this one extreme circumstance when she becomes assless. When we like, you don't got no ass. You're no ass. Get out of here.
Yeah, no ass.
It was just a funny moment where, cause I remember it when I heard it, I was like, yeah, but you're no ass. like, why am I agreeing with this shit? It's obviously not true.
Cause it's funny.
It was funny though. That's a good point. Maybe that's what it was.
Humor makes all the funnier the insult, the better it is. Regardless of how extreme it is. And that's what Kate Michelle got for him.
Jocelyn had me fooled, man. Alright, let's do this, cause I already know these niggas don't care about this.
I think they would prefer this than the actual sports talk.
Ain't nothing happening.
For some people.
Yeah, ain't nothing happening in sports shit. But okay. This is what y'all want. Alright, let's do it, man. Let me turn this music off.
Well, football happened for a lot of people last night. Some of y'all are real happy that football season's back.
Yeah, because it's been boring.
Well, let's save it for the show. Let's, because we can use this. Here we go.